Welcome back to another volume of Truly Disturbing Tales from Reddit. Today we're going to be narrating three new unsettling stories taken directly from the platform. I encourage you all to sit back, grab a snack, and enjoy these terrifying personal accounts. Now, without any further delay, let's jump right in. "3:30 a.m., some random Tuesday in October. I'm sleeping soundly on my couch when I'm awakened by a loud banging and screaming. Not just drunk people at 3:30 a.m. screaming, but that horrified, panic-filled, someone is f***ing dying screaming. You know it if you've ever heard it. My eyes pop open, and I immediately see a half-naked woman, covered in blood, banging on my door. Ripped button-down shirt, barely holding on, boobs barely contained within the fabric, and wearing only a set of panties beyond that. That's it. It's freaking October in New England. It's cold as hell out here. Anyway, she's banging on my door with both fists, screaming, 'Help me! Help me! They're chasing me! They're going to get me!' For the most part, I'm dumb, but not completely. I'm not just going to open my door to some screaming, bloodied up psycho. I hit my alarm and let it go off for a bit, perhaps to scare off whoever was chasing her. Then I do the only humane thing that I can think to do in this situation. I let her in. I pull her into my home and close the door quickly. I answer the call from my alarm company. Yes, send the police, send an ambulance, and thank you for being real. Before this evening, I'd never had to use my alarm before, so it was nice to know that someone was actually on the other end. Now I have this lady bleeding all over my living room and crying hysterically, repeating over and over, 'They were animals. They were chasing me like animals.' I can clearly hear that she has an accent. I'm figuring Russian or Romanian. She's speaking broken English and is scared as hell. I take her into the kitchen and enter CSI mode. I'm thinking, yeah, I got this shit. I'm gonna not contaminate evidence and make sure I keep all the bloodied rags that I used to clean her for the cops. All the while, she's still saying that she was being chased by animals and all that. She is absolutely f***ed up. The side of her face is scratched. Her arms are scraped. Her legs are all bloody with scrapes like she took a good fall. Just overall f***ed up and bloodied everywhere. So, scene setter. 3:30 a.m., kitchen, bloody half-naked, non-good English-speaking, hysterical f***ed up bloody woman. Me collecting evidence. Me. It's okay. Calm down, the police are on their way with an ambulance. Woman. They were chasing me like animals. Me. You're safe now. Let's just get you cleaned up. Woman. They were chasing me like animals, and they were going to get me. They were chasing me, then they turned into werewolves. Me. Thinking. Oh, fuck me. It was at this moment that it really hit me. Who did I just let into my apartment? Woman. They were chasing me and turned into werewolves right in front of my eyes. Me. Now fully scared myself. Calm down. You're safe here. I bring her back into the living room, and I'm terrified. Many, many thoughts running through my head right then. Am I going to die tonight? Is she going to attack me? Why aren't the police here yet? I need a weapon and fast. But mostly just, oh my God, what the f*** did I do by letting her inside? She's bandaged, but still rambling on and on about animals and chasing her and what have you. I decide it's probably a good idea to give 911 another ring, just to be sure they know my address. It also allows me to get my couch in between me and her, affording me just a little bit of safety. Not much, but I was confident in my run around the couch, she'll never catch me skills. She's pacing my living room, rambling, when she goes over to the window and starts staring. A good 10-second stare, with a creepy silence attached to it. Then, babies. There are babies in the road. Oh my God, look at all the babies in the road. Screaming at the top of her lungs. Now, there's no way that I'm coming out from behind the couch. Those babies in the road are probably there for a good reason. This goes on for a good 30 seconds. Not an imaginary 30 seconds where you think it's been like 5 minutes and it's really only been like 10 seconds. This was a full-on 30 seconds of screaming and me standing behind my couch thinking, no way I'm gonna fall for that trick. Finally, the police show up. The officer knocks on my door. I now have to leave the safety of the backside of my couch to unlock the door. I dashed my ass right to the door and ran out, telling the cops, she's f***ing nuts. Be careful. They take her to the ambulance and do whatever they need to do to her. At this point, I'm just chilling on my couch, shell-shocked. The cop comes back in and asks me if I know her. And while this woman looked familiar to me, I didn't know her. Then he asked me if I was babysitting for her. I'm like, huh? No, I'm not babysitting for her. The cop proceeds to say, oh, because she said you were babysitting her kids, and when she showed up to collect them, you wouldn't give them back. At this point, I'm exhausted and frog-eyed, and just throw my rights right out the window, telling the cop to search my house and that there are no kids. The cop knows it's a BS story she gave, but he had to ask anyhow, and I understand that. He doesn't ultimately search my house. Ambulance takes her away. Cops leave. It's now 4 a.m., and I'm sitting on my couch knowing I'm never going to get back to sleep, and the upcoming workday is going to suck. The best part of this story is what the police blotter said in the next day's paper. Resident lets woman claiming to be chased by werewolves into her home. Awesome. Just awesome. Turns out that I did know her. She was my neighbor. Yeah, great fucking neighbor I am. I arrive home that day from my suck-ass day to find DCF, the Department of Children and Families, waiting outside my door. Come on, really? I now have to let this DCF person into my home because I, being the nosy f*** that I am, want to know what the deal is with this psycho woman. Contrary to what the police blotter said, I usually don't let people claiming to be chased by werewolves into my home. Anyhow, DCF woman informs me that psycho woman was my neighbor. I knew she looked familiar, but I just couldn't place her face. Perhaps the blood and scrapes and psychotic behavior threw me off a little bit. There does seem to be a missing child, or so the psycho woman told in the hospital. I'm starting to get a little freaked out as psycho woman already accused me of not giving back her what I thought were imaginary kids. The story that I got from DCF was limited. The worker wouldn't divulge much information, but in a nutshell, what I did manage to get is this. Psycho woman lives next door to me, the house to my right. We share a driveway. The house itself is a duplex, so people were always coming and going. I never paid much attention to anyone living there. Psycho woman claims she has a child, a little girl, age unknown. I think to myself, really? Although, after the prior night, why am I surprised that she didn't know the age of her kid? Said child is missing. Psycho woman was under the influence of mind-altering drugs. Which, yeah, duh. She was Romanian, and that's about all that I got. The messed up thing is that I do remember seeing a child over there, a little girl, probably around the age of 4. I'd only ever seen her one time, maybe twice in the 3 years that Psycho Woman had lived there. Again, I never paid too much attention to what went on over there. DCF questions me about everything from, have I seen this lady before? To why would Psycho Lady choose to bang on my door? I'm not especially paranoid, but I can recognize the potential for a situation to turn ugly very quickly. I tell DCF lady that I have no clue who the fuck that woman is, why she would choose to bang on my door, or where the fuck that psycho woman's alleged child is. Pretty much exactly like that, minus the F-bombs. DCF lady ensures me that they don't think that I'm involved, but that it's routine for them to follow up. DCF lady leaves. I'm pretending like I don't want anything to do with the situation. But honestly, my life is pretty boring. This is the most excitement I've had in months. Next day, 4 police cars, canine squad, 5 to 6 uniform cops, 2 plain clothes, show up at my neighbor's house. My nosy ass goes right outside. Psycho woman's door is wide open, and the fuzz is walking in and out, and the canine unit is bringing in the dogs. The cops tell me the following story, and I swear on all that is sacred, I couldn't make this shit up. It seems that upon entering the house, they found a considerable mess waiting for them. The house itself just dirty and dingy, and all around a health hazard. The basement was wall-to-wall mattresses. The bathroom attached to the basement room was f***ing rank. Cop's exact words. It was a 2-bedroom unit, with a non-master bedroom being comprised entirely of wall-to-wall mattresses. However, the master bedroom looked to be a king's room. Again, words used by the cop. That's pretty much all I got out of them. I hung around and watched them drag all the mattresses out, which was pretty disgusting. Dirty pee stains and whatever else nastiness all over them. They took out about 3 dressers, cheap Walmart types, and miscellaneous other crap. Table, chairs, couch. Turns out, this house is a Romanian immigrant sex trafficking operation. The owner of the house is bringing these Romanian girls over, providing housing, if you can call it that, and selling them out for sex. Psycho woman did have a kid, but she was taken away by DCF about 6 months prior. The psycho woman herself was, as far as they could tell, on a job, using what they think was crack or meth. She freaked out, all fucked up, and was running home when she must have fallen, several times, and gotten even more messed up. She, again what they think, hit the height of her paranoia upon reaching my door. And then, well, the rest is history. Moral of the story. If you don't let a crazy, bloodied, half-naked woman into your home at 3:30 a.m., you will never find out that your neighbors are running a Romanian immigrant sex trafficking operation. This story takes place when I was at home alone in my previous apartment, which was in a not-so-great neighborhood. My apartment was on the ground level, and my bedroom window faced a back alley behind the property. A dumpster sat less than 2 car lengths away, where homeless people often rummaged. Just before dawn one morning, I heard a tapping at my window. My back was to the window, and my eyes were now wide open. It was still dark outside. I sleep with my lamp on, and my worn-out vertical blinds were missing a slat or two, causing a 6-inch gap. So I knew that whoever or whatever the source of the tapping could see me lying in bed as plain as day. The tapping was brief, maybe 4 or 5 taps. So I spent the next 5 seconds or so frozen, bizarrely trying to convince myself that it was something, anything else, other than a person watching me and tapping on my window. But then came more tapping. Now, I was faced with the terrifying reality that someone had been watching me through my window in the dark for only God knows how long, and they decided to tap on the window to get my attention. Had one of the homeless people become aggressive during their dumpster dive? Something told me that nothing good would come from turning around and looking at the window. If he got me to look at him, what next? Remember, my back was to the guy. So I sat up slowly, rubbing my eyes and pretending that I was too groggy to hear him. I stood up and hazily made my way out of the bedroom, as though I were going to the restroom or something. Once I was out of sight, I ran to the phone to dial 911, considering whether to forget any embarrassment of being in my t-shirt and underwear and bolt out my front door, which was out of sight from the intruder. I just wasn't sure if I could outrun whoever it was, or whether anyone would help me if I couldn't. Before I could make a decision, I heard a loud pop, the sound of my window being pried open. I thought my heart was going to jump from my chest. At the same time, I could hear my upstairs neighbor Mike descending his stairs. I opened my door a few inches and peeked out to ask for his help. Mike was a big guy, and I'd heard that he was trained in martial arts of some sort. He didn't hesitate to respond, hustling to the back of my apartment to see just what was going on. Within a few seconds, I heard rumbling and someone being thrown against the wall and into the bushes. A few moments later, Mike came around to my front door, telling me not to worry about seeing that guy ever again. He'd beaten him up pretty badly. I wanted to believe Mike that the would-be intruder was maybe dumpster diving, and that he would hopefully never venture this way again. But it wasn't a homeless person. According to Mike, when the guy ran off, he ran to the front of my building, hopped into a red sports car, and sped away. My neighborhood wasn't exactly a red sports car kind of place. The police later told me that the intruder was likely someone who'd seen me out somewhere and had followed me home to find out where I lived. So, Mr. Window Tapper, I still wonder what you would have done if you'd gotten inside before Mike caught you. I wonder if you still follow me. And because of that, I often find myself wishing that Mike had put an end to you. If you've found out where I live now, let's never meet. Recently, there was an Amber Alert, and my daughter was asking me what that beeping sound was all about. For those who don't know, an Amber Alert goes out when a child is reported missing. If you receive the notifications on your phone, then you know what I'm talking about. The alert will sometimes give information, like the victim's appearance, as well as the perpetrator, the location of the abduction, make and model of a vehicle if applicable. My phone started beeping one evening while helping my daughter clean her room. It was an Amber Alert. She asked about it. I gave her a small rundown, and that was that. However, it triggered a childhood memory I have, where I believe with all my heart that I was almost kidnapped when I was a kid. To be clear, this isn't a memory that was lying dormant in my subconscious, and this random Amber Alert talk with my kid caused it to resurface in my mind. This incident is something I've pondered and thought about off and on for years now. I'm 41 years old, and a guy, by the way. It's just been a while since I've considered the factors and details of the experience, and this recent Amber Alert talk with my daughter really caused me to pause and reflect on the incident itself once again. And that's what brings me here today. As a parent, you worry about these things and do all you can to protect your children, especially when you personally experience something truly scary like this. The occurrence happened when I was just a young kid. My guess is somewhere around 7 or 8. I can't be sure, but I think that's a safe estimate based on the fact that much of those early childhood memories aren't there anymore. I do remember my kindergarten experience, which I would have been 5 or 6 for, and also later grades. So this incident must have happened sometime after or around the ages of 7 or 8. My parents took me to a neighboring city to do some shopping. We lived in a small rural town with not much to offer, so from time to time, we would go to this neighboring city about 45 minutes from where we were located. It just had more going on in the way of shopping. My parents would take me up there for school clothes shopping or out to eat because restaurants were better, and because my mom was a crafter. She absolutely loved to make crafts. It was her thing. There were different craft stores, including a fabric store that she liked going to up there. This specific trip, we went to a fabric store, Joanne Fabrics, to be exact. This was a pretty big store. As a little kid, I guess most every place seemed big, but no kidding, this was a sizable shop. My dad sat out in the car while I went in with my mom. He did that a lot. When there was a store that he just didn't want to go into, he'd sit in the car, so I can't blame him there. I can't recall exactly what all my mom was looking for or trying to get in that store that day, but I do remember what section we were in, an area with a bunch of racks with various fabrics hanging. Imagine a clothing store with circular racks with clothes hanging around them. And that's pretty much what it's like at this fabric store. Racks and racks of hanging fabrics. I remember this area being slightly toward the beginning or the entrance of the store. As my mom was looking through these racks, I began to wander, though not far, just enough to kind of look around myself. I was probably bored and started wandering around is my guess. But I could still see my mom just up and over a few racks away, so it wasn't like I was on the other side of the store or anything. When then, this random man approached me, and honestly, I can't even remember from what direction he came from. It's just like I was there by myself one minute, and the next, I looked up and saw this guy. It was like he came in fast and out of nowhere. I quickly looked over to where my mom was. She had moved a few racks up and away, but I could still see her, although there was a fair bit of distance between my mother and myself at this point. So here I am, standing behind some rack of fabric, with this older guy opposite me on the other side of the rack. That's when he speaks. "Hey, little guy, how you doing there?" I remained silent because this took me completely off guard. He asked, "Where are your folks at? Are you here all alone?" I stood still and quiet. "Why don't you come here? I got something to show you." At this point, he started advancing towards me, coming around the rack to where I was. I quickly started the other way, but he stopped and started coming around the other way himself, as if to meet me in the middle. I was scared at this moment and became instantly aware that this man seemed dangerous and like he was doing his best to get a hold of me. "Come here," he barked. I jerked fast to the left, but he did the same. And I remember this wild look in his eyes. Whichever direction I went, he followed. But remember, there's a rack between us. God, I'm so thankful for that rack. After some back and forth movements from me and this man, I finally lock in on my mom and yell, "Mom, help!" You would have thought I screamed bloody murder. It was so loud, and it definitely got my mom's attention. "What's wrong?" she asked. This startled the man, and he looked over his shoulder in the direction of my gaze and confirmed, "Yep, that must be this kid's mother." His demeanor absolutely changes, and it's as if everything is just fun and games, and he was just messing around. And he said as much to my mom. "I was just messing around with him. No harm, ma'am." My mom came to where I was, and as we reconnected, this guy tips his hat at my mom and makes his way quickly out of the store. I explained to my mom what had just happened, that this guy was trying to get me. I was upset and shaken up. She told me I did the right thing by yelling and getting her attention. It was a terrifying experience for sure, and I'm thankful something crazy didn't happen. Could I have been imagining things, like maybe this guy was really just messing around? I very much think there were nefarious intentions, though. Why would a random older guy be perusing a fabric store? If he was there for something like crafts or fabrics, why promptly leave when confronted? I truly believe he was up to no good. While I can't confirm such a thing, I'm glad to have never had to find out.